This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Friday as we have items sent to us. First from the Powell Police Department. Covering activity from earlier this week. They include an animal stray, South Gilbert. Stray medium-sized dog, black and brown. Officer responded, dog put in shelter. Owner called, looking for dog. Advised of the location, disposition completed. Dog wagging his tail the whole time. So happy to be traveling around. Probably didn't like the animal shelter. There's other dogs there.
Yeah.
Maybe they do like it. I don't know.
They think it's like a spa.
Yeah. So, and off they, and they're given a dog treat, I'm sure, once they get to the shelter.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Property lost in the Powell area. Received report of a lost cell phone from about a month ago. I misplaced mine for 5 minutes yesterday. Tears
panicked.
Were streaming down my face. I can't find my cell phone. Somebody call it. It was in my pickup truck. So fell out of my pocket. So found it. So, but it was just a sad, sad moment.
I know.
I couldn't imagine going a whole month.
Well, do they just not call anybody? Where'd that phone go?
Just not popular. Mm. So. Dispatch handled, so nothing matching is found. Didn't find anything from a month ago.
I think it's about time to go buy a new phone.
Yeah. Traffic stop, east south. Traffic stop performed. Driver issued a citation for expired driver's license and a warning for impeding traffic. Disposition, citation issued. You're going to draw cops' attention when you just stopped on the middle of the road, okay?
Well, I saw somebody the other day, and they were doing all of like 15, 20 miles an hour down that 35.
Oh, yeah. You get that all the time. Yeah. But this was just stopping.
Mm.
And then they had already been issued a warning for an expired driver's license, and they still want to do that. So.
You mean I got to get a new one?
Other law violations, South Bend, State of Wyoming tobacco compliance check performed, and a 26-year-old issued a citation selling tobacco to a minor. Disposition completed. So, they do compliance checks. It's not just on alcohol, okay?
So, and so now that person gets an expensive fine because it's pretty pricey.
Yeah.
And the store will get a black mark on their record, right?
Not really.
Oh.
They don't do that for tobacco, just for alcohol.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's, too bad, buddy. Shouldn't have sold it to a minor.
No.
Suspicious activity on East 5th. Received report that a man pulled up in a white vehicle on 7th Street next to the fairgrounds, right behind the RP's residence. The RP believed the man was drinking from a liquor bottle. And RP was worried he would drive or do something else. He's doing something else.
Tase him quick.
Officers responded, contact the male, was waiting for his wife, and had a Diet Coke in the car. Disposition complete. Liquor bottle.
See, that's the problem with helpers sometimes. They always see liquor bottles.
Yeah, but a liquor bottle and it's a Diet Coke, I guess. Unless he bought the diet actually in a bottle, but usually you don't see too many of those anyway.
That's possible. A plastic bottle.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah, but it's a big, huge liquor bottle. It had a whiskey written on it.
It says Coke, and in littler letters, I bet it says rum.
Suspicious activity, South Everett. Received report from a resident that someone could be seen on their trail cam creeping around their yard and their neighbor's yards. They left when the caller turned the porch light on and went outside. The RP thought it was someone that they and the neighbor had previously trespassed. Officer spoke with the RP, but they were not able to identify the male in the video. An extra patrol will be conducted in the area. Disposition completed. So the guy has a trail cam set up in his yard. Gonna find a cougar.
He's waiting for the migration to pass through.
Yeah,
And then, boy, that must be some yard. I'm going to go creep around their yard in the middle of the night.
Yeah, and previously trespassed, too. That's what they're thinking. It's this person.
Is there like a Skittles tree in the middle of the
I don't know. It's a pretty exciting place, though,
I guess.
Property found North Everts received report that there was a box of broken frames and pictures found behind this location. An officer responded, advised the box was destroyed like it had fallen out of the back of the truck.
Oh, no.
The broken glass and box were disposed of, and the items that had been in the box were pictures and a Powell High School graduation announcement. Unable to locate the owners of the items, they were placed in the lost and found disposition completed. I'm sure it was like the older brother was in charge of getting all these things down, and oops.
And hats off to, I mean, at least they saved the pictures.
Yeah.
And threw the garbage away. Hats off.
Yeah, there you go.
A little extra mile there.
Harassment on Avenue A. Received report of harassment. Officer spoke with all parties involved. They were advised to not have contact with each other anymore.
What?
So you can't harass them anymore. So what? That's no fun.
I live to harass.
Traffic stop, South Division Avenue A. Traffic stop performed. Driver issued a warning for speeding in a school zone. Disposition warning issued. This at 3:52. Yeah, the kids are still getting out, but you always have those detention kids that are a little late getting there.
They usually run pretty good.
Yeah. Civil standby, Avenue K. Officer assisted in the situation. There was a situation. But with the cop there standing by, the situation became just normal. So,
funny how that happens.
Yeah. Traffic stop on North Absorica. Traffic stop performed. Driver issued a warning for an illegal U-turn. Disposition warning issued. The U-turn signs are not only on Bent Street, but they're on Absorica, too, on 3rd Street. So, and, yeah, but it only pertains to certain people, not to you. So that's you can go ahead and do that. So
well, and for instance, like on Bent Street, Bent and Third, you go just past Third Street, and suddenly U-turns are legal.
Yeah, then you can do stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But it's Third Street, yeah, it's a little busy there. So disturbance South Jones, loud music. Officers of spot advised there was no music playing. Nothing found. This occurring at midnight, so they had turned it off right when the cop showed up. So, property damage, Homestead Court. An officer found some damage to a building. Case under investigation, disposition. See case. Most of those buildings at Homestead Court are city buildings, so taxpayers will pay for that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Prowler, West 7th, received a report from a resident who stated someone just shined a flashlight in their window. I'm naked. When they looked outside, there was a male standing there. An officer responded, contacted the male. It was an employee with an internet service company, and they were out replacing equipment and would be working until 6 a.m. in the morning.
Wow.
The RP was advised, this position completed. This at 12:30 after midnight.
Wow.
So it's that certainly not a city employee, Russ. I'll vouch for that one.
What are you doing at midnight? Leaning on my shovel.
And he's flashing his flashlight into people's windows. So
that's probably not a good idea.
No, but you can't be without internet, Russ.
That is also true.
That's horrible. Let's go over to Cody and find out what happened. Security check, Glendale Park. Bathroom door is open. Disposition, assistance given. Assist other agency, probation and parole, requesting law enforcement stand by for an appointment at 9. Again, you're showing up to your probation appointment at 9, and there's a cop with handcuffs out.
Ow!
It's like, yeah, I think I'll go around the corner. So, traffic. Driver warned for avoiding traffic control device on Stampede Avenue. So, hard telling where they, but basically what they do is they shoot through a parking lot.
Exactly. We see it at Subway here quite a bit. And hey, wow, that man just saved himself 7 seconds.
Yeah. And, but this guy was delayed on where he was going because the cops pulled him over. So sometimes that happens.
Well, shortcuts often go wrong.
Let's see. Animals. Motor vehicle crash on Bighorn Cinemas. Red Ford sedan versus school bus. Disposition. Citation issued. You can definitely know who got the citation in that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's once you smash into a school bus, just, you know, have your license and insurance already out, okay? So, suspicious activity on Alger. RP states there's a vehicle parked in front of the location since 7 o'clock with three occupants. Not only sees two, but they're just sitting there. Disposition. Assistance given. So, and then a welfare check on Rumsey. RP wants welfare on a listed man she hasn't heard from in a while. She is worried about him. Disposition, nothing found. And then fraud patrol request, Avenue A. RP wants to talk to an officer about setting up patrols in the area due to all the speeders. That's where you speed.
Oh, okay. Now we know.
Anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center, where Tim often drinks while he's waiting for his wife over at Aldridge's.
But only Diet Coke.
Anyway, appreciate Powell Police and Cody Police for today's Police Blotter Report.